You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win in 90 minutes, 5-1. Bakary Sakho to score and Crystal Palace to win is 7-1. Lee, both these teams, especially Watford, maybe exceeded expectations early on in the season. Both picked up 9 points in the league so far, but have differing fortunes of late. Palace have had definitely the much tougher schedule to start the season, and they've suffered narrow defeats at home to Man City and away at Tottenham, which can probably be forgiven, Lee.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about that kind of, you know, that the difference between Palace home and away. I mean, they let us down a little bit last week. If you were back in Palace at Tottenham, where they lost 1-0, didn't manage to get on the score sheet. It's quite rare that they don't manage to get on the score sheet. Tottenham, Chelsea, early in May of last season, and at Southampton, the only times they haven't scored since the 17th of January 2015 on their travels. So we've talked before about how many games they've won on the road. I think what they need is they need a team to come out and actually have a go at them to be able to use that counter-attacking style.
Yeah.
Tottenham aren't kind of... they aren't ambitious enough almost to play into Crystal Palace's hands. You know, Chelsea, they don't play that kind of way. They don't go all out at you. So, you know, and they're a very strong team. So that's why they couldn't counter-attack successfully against them. And you could say the same against Southampton, the other nil they got back in March of last year, of last season, when they couldn't actually open up Southampton because Southampton weren't giving them the opportunity. I think they might come up against something similar here with Watford. Watford play this kind of system where they have a strong midfield, where they have two defensive midfielders and they have the two who can attack on the wings. I think Watford might be a little bit more pragmatic and look for a point here. Obviously they want the win, but they're not scoring goals at home. You know, 0-0 against West Brom, 0-0 against Southampton. They beat Swansea by a single goal to nil. I think we're looking at a low scorer here. I think Crystal Palace would love to get after Watford, but I just don't think they'll get the opportunities that other teams might present them. They need a team to attack them, Palace, for them to have a go back. The under 2.5 is way too short here. 13-20. I mean, I was amazed. I thought it'll be around, you know, almost like a pick'em. Maybe it'll be a slight favourite, the under 2.5, but can't touch that. So I'm just going to play the draw here. I think we'll see a bit of a stalemate where neither team, gets on top of the other. It's biggest price of the three, 21-10.
Derek, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue too much about the lack of goals. I don't think it's going to be a thriller. Under 1.5 is 21-10. Always baffles me the difference between the under 2.5 and the under 1.5. It's only one more goal after all. Palace disappointed me last week against Tottenham in that I really fancied them, but it didn't really look like scoring. But you can forgive them one blip away from home, can't you, given the run they've had? It was at Tottenham. It's not an easy place to win, especially if you're Tottenham. And I think a 2-1 to beat Watford, I think that's a very big price for Palace. I think they're a much better side. As you say, Watford only scored one goal at home in three games. Palace have scored five away. There aren't many better away teams than them. I think 2-1 is overpriced for Palace here. If this was at Crystal Palace, they'd be what? 8-11, 4-6. And in my eyes, still, they've got a better chance of winning away from home than they have at home. So it's a no-brainer, Palace.
You mentioned that price, Derek. Did you see the price when we recorded the midweek version of this podcast for the Capital One Cup? They were that price to beat Charlton. I thought it was one of the bets of the season in your terms.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe the price. You know, Charlton aren't pulling up any trees in the Championship. I was amazed that they were that kind of price. They're still maybe being a little bit undervalued by the traders in general, Palace.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.